You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and I'm Chris Smith. Now, we don't all have access to a forge or a precision casting facility, but Ben and Dave have a way to do some simple metallurgy at home.
We thought we would do a very special extra kitchen science this week to show you how you can change the crystal structure of metal at home. So, Dave, what are we going to be playing with?
Paper clips. They're a nice source of a nice small piece of iron, so we thought we could play with those. So if you get a paperclip and then straighten it out...
They're actually really quite tricky to straighten out. You can sort of straighten out the big bends, but there's still a kink left in there.
If you bend virtually any metal, it actually gets harder. This is because a metal is a crystal, and in order to bend it, you've got to reorganise that crystal. Crystals are a repeating structure, and if you wanted to shift a whole line of metal atoms, it would require an immense force. So actually the bending happens at little defects, they're called dislocations. And they're sort of analogous to a ruck in a carpet. And if you imagine a ruck in a carpet, if you push that all the way across the carpet with quite a small force, you can move the whole carpet across by a couple of inches. But the problem is, if you bend too much, pairs of these dislocations can crash into each other, and when they crash into each other, they lock up. And that means they can't move anymore. So the more you bend a piece of metal, the stiffer it gets because there's fewer dislocations to move.
That's all well and good, but bending paperclips doesn't seem like much of a kitchen science.
So now we're going to try and do some real metallurgy to it. We're going to heat it up in just a normal gas stove flame. You could use a blowtorch as well. You need to be able to get it up to red hot.
So if we're handling red hot metal, even something as small as a paperclip, we obviously need to be quite careful. I can see that you're going to hold it in a pair of pliers just to keep your hands away from the flame. And very quickly, actually, it started to go orange, and that's glowing bright orange.
And now for this one, all I'm going to do is take it out and let it cool down. Very quickly it stops glowing orange, but it's going to stay hot for a long time after that. So once it stopped glowing, leave it a few seconds, then put it down somewhere which doesn't mind a hot thing on it, and just leave it there literally for a minute. That way you can be sure you're not going to get hurt by it.
So while that one's cooling, what else can we do?
We can actually do another different piece of metallurgy, a similar experiment, working on a different principle. I'm going to heat up another paperclip, again to orange hot. I'm now going to plunge that very quickly into a little glass of water I've got ready before. We'll come back to that later.
Let's go back to the first bit of metal. So we heated this up to glowing orange and we've left it to one side to cool down until it's handleable.
Now what I want you to do is try and bend the two ends, the end which hasn't been heated and the end which has.
Okay, well let's start with the end that hasn't been heated. It's pretty stiff, but I can definitely bend it. So now I go to the one that has been heated and cooled down, and that's really soft. I can bend that far more easily than I could the unheated end.
We were talking about the metal getting stiffer as we bend it backwards and forwards because of these dislocations locking up. When you heat it up, that gives the metal atoms huge amounts of energy. These dislocations can move past each other no problem. They actually randomly move around in the metal, and you completely sort of reset the clock and set it back to zero. If you let that cool down slowly, you've got lots of dislocations in there. They're not locked up, so it's really flexible, and you can bend it backwards and forwards until it work hardens again and gets stiff.
So that's one effect that we've seen from heating it and then allowing it to cool quite naturally just in the air. But the other one we quenched. So this got cooled down very quickly.
Okay, this is using a slightly different effect, which the blacksmith was using earlier in the programme to harden his chisel. When we heated up the paperclip above 700 degrees centigrade, its atomic structure completely changed. It went from a body centre cubic structure, where all the atoms are arranged sort of like on the corners of a cube with one atom in the middle, to a face centre cubic structure, which is atoms on the corners of all the cubes and one in the middle of each face, like a five on a dice. If you cool it very, very quickly, it changes structure so quickly, you actually end up with a completely different structure. It's called martensite. It's a horrible, messy crystal. It's incredibly brittle. So if you feel that now, you should find that the end which was heated is quite stiff.
That's actually made quite a significant difference to the sort of mechanical properties of the metal.
Yes, and if you wanted to alter the properties of something at home, say you were trying to bend something through a large angle, you could heat it up and cool it slowly in a annealis and it would carry on bending. And so you can actually use metallurgy at home, just like this.
Ben and Dave explaining how to change the crystal structure of a paperclip using just your gas hob.